Misty, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Hey, before we start to talk a little about your musical career and this concert, tell me a little about growing up in Las Cruces.
Well, I went to school at East Picacho Elementary and then Picacho and then Mayfield. And I don't really know what to say about it. I just,
Well, in particular, I'm kind of interested in the influence of your experience in high school. I'm guessing that the musical experience you had must have been instrumental in your career with you coming back for this big concert.
I had really amazing teachers. Starting in middle school, Tony Montano was the band director there at the time, and he was so inspiring to me to pursue music. And he got me introduced to a jazz camp in Colorado that I went to, and that exposed me to more musicians and more music. And then in high school, I was under the direction of Neil Swapp at in band. And he, the band, and he himself became like my surrogate family, and music was just, so much a part of me finding a sense of belonging, and the people in that school and the teachers I had are so influential in that experience for me as well.
Tell me how the concert came together.
Well, Lindsay Robb and I went to high school together. She was 1 year younger than me. And she recently took over the orchestra program after Miss Dallahan left, who I am dearly, dearly, is so close to my heart. And Lindsay just has this vision of trying to incorporate modern music in the lives of her kids, not just doing standard orchestra classical repertoire, but, bringing them into the modern music culture. And I think, I'm just one of the people that she knows who's actually involved in that world, and she likes my music, and she's a fan of Ingrid and Sarah, who I play with. So I think she was just like, "Oh, this will be great. You can come back and play with your old high school orchestra, and I will give my kids a cool experience, and everybody wins."
Tell me about what it's been like for you adjusting to life as a musician on tour.
It doesn't feel like an adjustment. It feels like a really natural lifestyle to me. I think I've just always been a rambler at heart, and touring feels like breathing. It's so great. I love going traveling and seeing all these places, and I like to find my home within myself, not necessarily in a place. So yeah, it just feels really natural.
What inspires you, Misty, to write songs? I know this is key for folks who want to have a lasting career in the music industry.
I think I think heartache inspires me to write songs. I don't know. There's just like some, I have a fine life. I have a happy life, but then there's just some like deep, sad thing that wants to express itself. And I don't know why I was drawn to writing songs, but that just seemed like the outlet that for, the what I was feeling when I'm feeling happy, when I'm feeling sad. It's just
Any strong emotions and this particularly heartbreak, it sounds like. Are you able to write when you're on the road?
it's hard to write on the road. It's especially when I'm traveling with another band, like when I'm supporting another artist. It's hard to find time to just sneak away alone. But I do try to discipline myself and do that, even though it is hard. And I haven't been too fruitful with writing while traveling. I'm usually most fruitful with writing when I'm like at home and like in a stable position, which is rare, but it happens.
Well, you have quite an amazing experience here traveling all over the country, and you're going to be going to London as well, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to London in just a few days to record my second full length.
Wow. Amazing. Final thoughts. People, I'm sure, will have a chance to see you Tuesday and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at NMSU's Atkinson Recital Hall.
Yeah. I'm just so excited to share this experience, to bring a little bit of who I've become outside of Las Cruces back to Las Cruces. That feels like a really humbling and magical thing to me. So I'm just excited to share this music with the audience and share it with these kids, and I'm glad that they're so excited to be a part of it. It totally makes my year.
Well, good luck to you, Misty, and thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.